From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The double dose of speeches last night from President Obama and Vice President Biden at the Democratic Convention made for yet another busy night for fact-checkers. Yesterday on the program, we asked Robert Farley of factcheck.org to run through claims made by former President Clinton. And today we've brought him back to talk about the Obama and Biden speeches. Robert, thanks for being with us again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And Joe Biden went first last night, and so will we. He said this about Mitt Romney.
When he was asked about Bin Laden in 2007, here's what he said. He said, it's not worth moving heaven and earth and spending billions of dollars just to catch one person.
Now, Robert, Mitt Romney did say those precise words. It was in an AP interview when Osama bin Laden was still alive. You call, though, what Vice President Biden said, baloney. Why is it baloney?
Well, because he said a few more words after that. He said that the focus shouldn't be on just one person, but there should be sort of a broader strategy to defeat the Islamic Jihad movement in general. So it wasn't that he didn't think it was worthwhile to pursue bin Laden, but not just bin Laden.
Here's another statement from Vice President Biden last night, and this one has to do with taxes.
Governor Romney believes it's okay to raise taxes on middle classes by $2,000 in order to pay for another trillion-dollar tax cut for the very wealthy.
Robert, you've been looking into this. What'd you find?
This is based on an analysis by the Tax Policy Center of some goals that Romney set out for tax cuts. He said he was going to give a 20% across-the-board tax cut, and that he was going to pay for it by eliminating or reducing tax deductions and credits. Meanwhile, he was going to make this all revenue neutral. Well, the Tax Policy Center said that, look, he's overpromised here. He can't accomplish all those goals. And if he wants to keep it revenue neutral, it's going to end up in a $2,000 tax increase for some folks in the middle class. But Romney has said specifically that he does not intend to raise taxes on the middle class. This is really an assumption that he's going to compromise on that particular part of his plan.
Let's move on to President Obama's speech, where he also made a claim about something that Mitt Romney said in the past.
My opponent said that it was tragic to end the war in Iraq, and he won't tell us how he'll end the war in Afghanistan.
Okay, so tragic to end the war in Iraq. How did you rate that statement?
Not quite. What Romney said was that he didn't like the pace of withdrawal. He thought it was too quick. He called it precipitous and felt like we were going to be giving up some of the hard-fought battles that we'd won, and thought that we ought to leave a residual force in the country. So he thought the pace was too quick, the withdrawal, but he didn't think that it was tragic that we were ending the war in Iraq.
It's interesting because the timetable for withdrawing troops was actually set under the Bush administration. It was the question of how many trainers would be left in the country that ultimately fell apart.
That's right.
President Obama also made a case last night for his bailout of the auto industry. Let's take a listen to what he said.
I've met workers in Detroit and Toledo who feared they'd never build another American car. And today they can't build them fast enough because we reinvented a dying auto industry that's back on the top of the world.
Back on top of the world? You say that's not quite right.
Not quite true anymore. It was true last year. GM took over the top spot in global sales. But in the first 6 months of this year, Toyota regained the top spot. And Volkswagen is actually on target to bump GM down to third place by the end of this year.
One other thing that President Obama told his audience last night is that he is committed to deficit reduction. Here's what he said.
Independent experts say that my plan would cut our deficit by $4 trillion.
Okay, cutting the deficit by $4 trillion. Robert, you write that at least one independent expert calls that into question.
Yeah, Maya McGuinness, she's a president of the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, called it a gimmick to include $1 trillion in savings from the drawdown of troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. She had an interesting analogy. She said, when you finish college, you don't suddenly have thousands of dollars a year to spend elsewhere. You have to find a way to pay back your loans. So essentially, he's including $1 trillion from the drawdown of these troops, which was deficit spending to begin with.
Overall, as you looked at both speeches from Vice President Biden and President Obama, did you come to any broader conclusions about how truthful or untruthful they were?
I'll just say this. It's going to be an interesting few months from both sides. Both Republicans and Democrats over the last couple of weeks have managed to distort an awful lot of information, so people are going to have to pay attention.
Okay. Robert Farley, Deputy Managing Editor with FactCheck.org. Thanks again.
Oh, thank you.